My people, I welcome on now to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, where they show for Rive Ethics on radio. My name na Boma Geoffrey Tobio. I be lawyer, and I dey teach for River State University. Na me dey host una for today. Before we start, make we take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi-Nyesom-Wike, the person who start Rive Ethics in River State.
I throw a salute give all the Ogbonge people wey dey for inside this River State, and it's with my belle to welcome on now come another Rive Ethics Weekend Talk Talk program on top radio, where they help us arrange our character, make it better pass as it did before. Make we always remember say democracy na pattern of system where human being must to follow so that it go fit work. Today we won't follow United Nations Alliance meeting where all the country we dey for this world remember they mark as International Day of Democracy. This International Day of Democracy celebrates go help us look how far democracy don't dey operate for this we world, the targets where we suppose get, not be only to achieve democracy but also the method where we take achieve them, because only if everybody, whether as international community or national government of different country or civil society people them, where they fight make things they better for this we world, or even as individual, all of us join hand, make sure see we practice the really democracy. Now only that time when everybody, no matter where you day or who you be, now we go fit enjoy the benefit of democracy. Some of the things will be must under democracy. Now make everybody they free to do and to be their self. Make everybody respect everybody human rights, and make them they organize election from time to time when no get killed, so that anybody fit go vote person of their choice. If democracy they operate fine, people go they sure of their human rights or how them fit make sure say then collect them back. Universal Declaration of Human Rights now one law where they concern about human rights, and they talk for Article 21 sub 3 say for any government to get power, now because the people decide on their own say then go give them the power. The time when then come out vote the government inside better election where they organize from time to time. It also talks say then go organize the election, make it be secret voting so that everybody go day free to choose the person when you want, and nobody go by force another person to choose any candidate when you no want. If democracy they operate and government they follow democracy method, people go make sure say then respect other people human rights, and then go understand say everybody suppose enjoy their freedom to live as human being. It also means say people fit put mouth argue on top anything we concern them, and then fit ask question give their lawmaker them about any law we fit affect them based on law we no get partial to any group, and we go help everybody cooperate for community, and make nobody tell another person say he no qualify or he no follow to benefit under the law just because the person no get money reach him, or the person no come from his own community, or the person no they speak in language or no from a tribe, or the person na man or woman. Woman them get equal right as man to put mouth inside any plan where fit help everybody, whether for private and for public life. If government follow the method of democracy, other things where people need for community go solve, especially for area like how people they take live with each other and how them they take find handwork to do and food to chop. This now because the plan to stop poverty and make sure say people get different opportunity, especially future generation, must to start from government where they follow democracy. When government they practice democracy, people go they cooperate more for things we concern them for community, like security, sanitation, economic growth and politics self, because then feel say then they carried along. Make we hear within Mrs. Boma Tobi we be lawyer, and she dey also dey teach law for we own River State University, when she go tell us about this democracy so that we go fit understand more and practice am as something we be must if we want get more cooperation with ourselves, get more security and more development where everybody go enjoy for family and for community. Our correct Rivers people we know they play with progress. Make we no forget say na our good character na go announce us for where people gather. I pray make Papa God bless on her, make him bless on her family them, and make God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down, don't wish him bad, no, there are better things to do. better pass times around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back, my people. If you just tune into this program, this is Reef Ethics on Radio. And my name, like I said before, Naboma Geoffrey Tobi, your host for today. The topic we are going to discuss with you today na International Day of Democracy 2018. This topic we are discuss with you na because this day na the day where the whole world don't agree say we go observe and celebrate democracy. The theme we then discuss for this year's International Day of Democracy na democracy under strain, solutions for a changing world. Why then come they discuss this topic? Then they discuss this topic because democracy don't suffer plenty problem for the world. And people they now look for solution. How they go take support the international world, make democracy better. I'm sure as you they listen to this program now, your mind don't ask you, say, what be this democracy every time democracy when they talk about? So I go help you understand what in democracy be. But before I tell you what in democracy be, I want you to understand that every country of the world get its own type of democracy. There is no particular form of democracy where you go say, because Nigeria is a democratic nation, America is a democratic nation, they must do the same things. Different countries get their own particular ways, then they take carry out their own democracy. And so, for you to understand how our own they run, we need to first of all define that word, democracy. So, what do you understand as democracy? From research, democracy is a system of politics we allow everybody in a nation, whether you poor, whether you rich, whether you go school, whether you no go school, to participate, to elect those people where go come rule you. I'm the democracy. Now, this democracy help you to exercise the power where you get as an individual, as a person where come out from that nation. And it give you plenty rights to first of all elect the people where go represent you, and to help you create the government of the day. So this government we will get today for Nigeria, for River State, if you follow to exercise your own right to vote, then you follow create that government. And so it is important say you go always think of democracy and how you go support and put your hand inside so that you go follow benefit from the gains of democracy. So democracy, like I tell on a very simple word, now government where the people carry their hand put in power. Now, under this kind of government where people carry their hand, vote people where they like, put in power, there are plenty things where you go enjoy under that government. Whether you go school, whether you no go school, you have a freedom to talk anything where you like to talk, to free your mind, to express yourself, say what you think, where go support the government to do better. You also have a freedom to associate. You feel go to associate any party you like, associate any church you like, associate any organization where no they do bad thing, you associate. That is the freedom where you get under a democratic setup. You also dey equal before the law. The law no go say because you poor, make we do the thing where go kill you. And then because the other person get money, make we exonerate them from problem. No, all of you, whether you rich or poor, under a democratic setup, you get the same right and equality before the law. And nobody go say because him be big man, him don't pass the law. Democracy not allow that kind of thing. So as a citizen of a country where practice democracy, you get this right. You also get the right to vote. If you listen to the definition why I give about democracy, you go see say, now you take your hand, go to the polling booth, vote the person where you want, make him rule over you. And you also get the right to come out, make another people vote for you. You get the right to choose. If you know one vote, you choose those people who go represent you in government. Now so democracy give you this right. You get the right to also come out periodically to conduct free and fair election. No be election where they go carry the ballot boxes or kill people or cause problems. You get right to come out and get a very good election freely and fairly. You also get right to support, put your hand as a citizen of this country in any matter where concern politics. As long as you don't reach the age where you go free participate, you have a right to participate. Now, there are rights where you get as a human being. Right to life, right to enjoyment of your life. Such rights under the human rights you will get protection under a democratic setting. Nobody will just come, shoot you, kill you and go away, or do anything where go make you lose your life without cause. So all these rights now you enjoy under democracy. Now, the rights plenty, but not just these few where I want to tell on. And these rights where you see, not be only for River State we enjoy them, not be only for Nigeria, now for the whole world, all parts of the world where they use democracy as a form of government where they practice. Because there are different types of government, but we for Nigeria practice the one we call democracy. And so that is why we follow the international community, the United Nations, to come celebrate this 15th day of September 2018 as a day of democracy this year. Now, these rights where I mentioned for Nassau, these rights, not be only for River State, they recognize them. Not be only for Nigeria. Internationally, they recognize these rights. And these rights, they write them down. Anybody will violate this your rights, you get mouth to speak, and the law will come help you out of the situation. Now, how you go take no democracy? How you go take know the character of democracy? Democracy, now, on good principles, fundamental principles, when they come out very well. Democracy never like anything when no they good. In they encourage majority rule, plenty people. It encourage you to have individual rights. But if you want to see one particular way where then they do democracy for all over the world, you no go see them. Because in all parts of the world, they get different models where then they take practice democracy. Even though the name na democracy, some feel different from some, but not the same basic and common features where they get. If you look at waiting the United Nations formulate like a resolution where they take inaugurate this day, where will they take celebrate as International Day of Democracy, you go understand why we say there is no particular model, no particular way where democracy they operate in all the nations. Every nation gets its own style of democracy. Look at what that document say. I go quote them the way they write them. That document say, while democracies share common features, there is no single model of democracy, and that democracy does not belong to any country or region. Democracy is a universal value based on the freely expressed will of the people to determine their own political, economic, social, and cultural systems, and therefore participation in all aspects of life. So if you see this thing where UN writes like this, you go see, say, no particular place will say, now only us get democracy, now we get them, now from us where it come. No. Now something we come at considering the culture of people, the way they behave, and then they formulate their own style of democracy. But in all, democracy allow people's rights to be respected. That is the basic thing where democracy they do. So, by way of emphasis here, at the talk say democracy is also a procedure where allow people to enjoy the values and the principles way there inside democracy. And so for you to enjoy, international community could go there. So that when somebody go violate your rights, the international community will speak up against them. Then the national governing bodies, Nigerian government, River State, at all levels go there involved. Civil society, people when they talk something where concern a good behavior for society, where they fight good causes, where know they like bad things to happen to people, then go there involved. And individuals like you and I go there involved. So these values, as we all join hands together, we go preserve these values. Nobody will take away these values of democracy from us. If you look at some of the international documents, laws where international community don't make, just so that they go preserve democracy, I will just tell you two of them. Then they call one of them the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. This law, big, and it talk plenty things where concern human rights. Concern how person go say enjoy in right as a human being in any country where it come from. That document, they can't develop and add something for them, conform another document where they call the International Declaration on Civil and Political Rights. This one now, two big documents where hold the rights and liberties of people, where be the things where they important in democratic rule. If you fit see that law, go to Article 21, Sub 3 of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That place also tell us, see, the will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of government, expressed in periodic and genuine elections, which shall be held by secret vote or by equivalent free voting procedures. So you don't see them. The will of the people, now be the basis of the authority of government. Any government where people know back up, the will of the people know they're expressed in that government. That government know they're strong. And so your right to vote is important. so that government where they practice democracy go really enjoy and bring out those things where go make you happy as a citizen of that state. So my people, we go on a short break now. When we return, I go tell on that some of the things we make the international community talk, say make we they remember this day as an international day of democracy. So no go away, sit down near your radio until we come back.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other, just like sister and brother. But we must learn to say thank you, thank you.
Just two little words that mean so much.
Now welcome back. If you just tune into your radio this hour, we day on Reef Ethics on Radio. And like I said before, my name na Boma Geoffrey Thubi. Na me dey host you for today's program. I don't dey talk to us on the topic we say democracy under strain, solutions for a changing world. This one are because we dey celebrate the International Day of Democracy 2018. As Rivers people, as Nigerians. So like I've been dey talk, democracy is a very good thing all over the world. But you get small problem we don't trouble democracy over these years. These problems no allow democracy to really be democracy the way it's supposed to be, so that people can really enjoy. Some of these problems don't make people don't begin talk, say there is need for everybody to put hand, bring back democracy the way it's supposed to be. One of the people we put mouth for this matter, now the United Nations Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. The man talks, say, I go quote the thing when he talk. He said, democracy don't face plenty systemic problems and challenges for a very long time. And so that this International Day go make all of us, both the international community, both the nations who enter sign book, say they go be part of the United Nations, all of them go come together, come look for ways to bring back democracy the way it's supposed to be. So now the thing where the man talk, and I agree with the man, say indeed, the system they suffer challenges, the system they suffer problems. Now what be the problems where you don't see for democracy? Economic problems, political problems. We will take time to discuss them here. We're not going to finish for this program. You don't notice say there is inequality. You see those people wait there for villages, those people where no get mouth, no go school, they no get money. Many of them, they no allow them to come and do politics. The thing too expensive, you know, if you come do politics. Now there are young people too, wait there for township, we don't go school, but they no agree. Marginalization, they no fit put hand for political systems. Issue of corruption, that one they no put mouth at all. Corruption at all levels. Corruption everywhere, even inside house, corruption don't enter so much. People rights, they know they respect them again. These are some of the challenges where we see. Your right as a person, they know they respect them again. And don't hear this issue of climate change. The environment is under threat. No way, no innovation to tackle these problems. These are the challenges we are having, and this thing that affect effective democracy. Migration issues. People, they move from one place to the other, fighting problems, insecurity problem, lack of peace. And then you see today, technology they on the increase. Technology and the problem when they bring it plenty. So these emerging problems need good democratic values to solve them. But because these problems they for ground, democracy no fit do the things we're supposed to do to help all of us. I'm not going to even mention the issue of manipulation for elections. You and I, they see that one all over the world, it is everywhere. So these are the problems, and these problems are many. These problems, they attack democracy so much, and they threaten the system of democracy, such that people don't even come, they put mind for democracy too much again all over the world. The people don't begin research, read book, come they discover, say, many people, they doubt whether democracy get power again to really help solve the problems we will get concerning basic rights, concerning peace, security, and total human development because of these challenges where democracy they see. Now, we conclude, we say yes, so indeed, all over the world, there is a challenge where democracy they see, and this thing they threaten the peace of even the citizens. So, how this problem go take this solved? Now, the United Nations, come sit together, get meeting, come agree, say make we take a day every year to celebrate democracy. When we celebrate democracy, we begin talk democracy. We begin tell people what in democracy mean. We begin bring back to their minds the things where they go do, so that democracy will really stand well with us. Now he make then come carry the day, 15th day of September every year, to remember democracy. And so Nigeria too follow the remember democracy, because Nigeria now part of a state where sign say they will become member of the United Nations. All other states too where sign like that, then they celebrate this democracy. So as a citizen of Nigeria, as a citizen of River State, River Thicks, they tell you say, make you join hands, come celebrate democracy. I'm sure you don't ask yourself now, say how you go take celebrate them for your house. We go tell you how you go do them. But the purpose of this celebration generally now making help promote those good behavior, those good values where we're supposed to enjoy in democracy. It will help you to be informed as you they hear them now. You are getting information, public awareness, waiting democracy be and waiting it will bring for you. It also help you to see ways where you go do your own part to help fight these challenges, because these challenges where with least so. Now human beings like you and I they cause them. So as you hear these lectures, as you hear these talks, as you celebrate, in any way you want to celebrate, River thinks they celebrate your own now by educating you. You go make sure so you know be part of the corruption and problems we help the fight democracy. And this celebration will help you to support good governance so that we can be strengthened as a democratic nation. So we go on another break. No come out for your radio. When we return, we go now conclude this session. Thank you for listening.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
So welcome back with a talk on the International Day of Democracy. Now, as a citizen of Nigeria and River State, it concern you, it concern me, because we dey practice democracy, because we be member state for the United Nations. And so we need to join our hand, not only to celebrate, but to defend democracy. How you go take defend democracy? You go defend democracy because these issues where we talk about, environmental issues, climate change issues, where we dey see today, we can control it if we have good democratic government. Yes, by supporting that government to work well. If democratic government dey, then we dey carry out corrupt acts, we dey carry out unethical acts, it no go work well, and these issues no go dey solved. But when we support good governance, it go help government to fight these issues appropriately. Now, if you help to defend this democratic rule, that means you dey also support those people wey no get voice to talk in wetin concern politics and rulership. That means you go close the gap wey dey now between those wey get money and those wey no get money. You go give hope to those wey no get voice. These are the reasons why you should stand up and support this International Day and celebrate it in any way where you fit celebrate them. Now, if you put your voice to celebrate, it also help to build a good future together for Nigeria. If we no do this, we're not going to make any good progress in democracy, and we will not be able to achieve the benefits of democracy. Before I conclude, I would like to tell you, say, many meaningful organizations, individuals, they do something this Democracy Day to make sure say they put their voice, make people know the value of this International Day of Democracy. You go hear talks like this on radio, you go hear conferences, people they attend conferences, they discuss matter concerning democracy, and people they carry money, they do all these things. Now, all of this now to create awareness, make people know, you know, knowledge is power. If you don't get knowledge over something, you don't go get power to do something. So this knowledge where you they get now courtesy of River Ethics, and we say make you be part of this initiative so that this day of International Day of Democracy will be a success. So now for 2008, now United Nations can come out, roll out the drums and celebrate this International Day of Democracy. After they don't agree in 2007, say then go they put 15th of September every year to celebrate them. So they can call on all governments anywhere you dey for this world where they practice democracy. Come out, produce programs where go help promote and consolidate democracy. Make things where go help people share in this democracy. And so Nigeria don't join in this call so that we go build a strong, active and vocal society. In conclusion, with the talk say, true, democracy they suffer many problems. But which other type of government where go fit help the system na democracy? We no go abandon democracy because of these problems, but we go help to preserve them, to keep them together. Because under democracy, our fundamental human rights, they go preserve them. Nobody go take what belongs to us. Nobody go close our mouth when we're supposed to talk. Nobody go say, why you gather here? Why you no gather here? As long as we're doing what is proper, democracy will help us. So that we won't support the effort of democracy in Nigeria. Now, what thing you go do? Avoid corruption. Any form of corruption at all. Any form of unethical practices. Any form of abuses of human rights. No join, no put mouth, no support in any way. Help to promote democracy today by sensitizing other people. If you see where people they do the wrong thing in Rivers State in Nigeria, tell them, may they not do them, so that our democracy will stand well. Be ready to vote. The time don't they come for people to elect leadership. So make you no stay for house, say make them go na their own. Then tomorrow when they go, you can't carry something, they go fight. Now this time where you go show, say you don't under a democratic system. Come out, as long as you don't read the age. Get your papers where you go take good vote. Cast your vote to anybody where you like. No do anything where no good, no collect any money, no do any fighting, no kill people that they just line up, vote. So when you support government like this, that means you're a good citizen of this country and you're also a good citizen of River State. Thank you so much. Next time when we go do program on this station, we invite you to tune in. God bless you.
My correct and confirmed country people, now so the program River Days take my break today. And Adesho cautiously show say the program, it touch your body and make your body the paparaje. As all of us join body together to make sure say our society na better place for everybody. You go fit download this program today on or the one we don't do before. And if you no join body for today program countryman, you can fit enter we website will be www.rivertis.com to listen and to download all the episodes of this program. Countryman, no forget say to carry this work we don't do so, take give your friends, the ones waiting for school plus including people for your community, na FOC. That one are free or for charge. Oh yes, join body on top Live Ethics family now for Facebook and the Twitter. It is very simple. Now at Live Ethics, and you can fit call our phone numbers to take ask question as a concern we don't talk today, plus including the ones we don't talk before. The phone numbers now 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706. You can fit send us email on top riveatis@gmail.com. Countryman, this program Live at this, as I tell you, if you listen to our for 5 radio stations for inside the River State, every Saturday on top 92.3 Nigeria Info, now from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock bonkway. Then on top Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, now 9 o'clock in the morning till it reach 10 o'clock. And they will come play the program again on top the same time on Sunday. On top Rhythm 93.7, now from 2:30 in the afternoon till it reach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Sunday, they will come play the program again for the same time, I don't tell you so. Then on top Treasure 98.5 FM, now 6:30 in the evening till it reach 7 o'clock. Then they will come still play the program again on Sunday around 5:30 in the evening till it reaches 6 o'clock. On top Wazobia 94.1 FM on Saturday, now 5 o'clock for evening till it reach 5:30. I sure so na hear that one. Until the next week, countryman, with another person we will talk more for this program. So, no forget to say the way we they talk, not the way you they behave. So, therefore, talk well and behave well. And I wish everybody confirm and correct week ahead. I salute you.